This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Today, an update about Thrive Umpqua, a lot going on, and Juliet Plenchus is in. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Glad to be here.
So, a lot of things happening. You guys seem to be incredibly busy and growing as well.
That is true. We have our team of seven now. And of course, the extension of our team are hundreds and actually thousands now volunteers that continue the work. And our committees, our sector committees, our steering committees made up of subject matter experts on various cross-sector topics that are also the extension of the team. So yes, we have a growing little staff, but also the work is spreading through the people and through the community.
After being involved in this for several years, do you see the impact of what you guys do?
I do. Thank you for asking that, Kyle. Yeah, you know, I try to give an objective response to that answer, but you know, I am excited about this work. It's doing things that I've never seen possible in the community prior to Thrive Umpqua and our first iteration Blue Zones project of this work, because it's a shared objective across community leaders where folks are actually coming together and working on one thing, and that's the greater overall well-being of our community. And that's not to say there's not many different amazing initiatives happening, but when people can come together and agree on the steps toward this one shared objective, that becomes really powerful, like a laser focus versus a lot of competing and various approaches on one kind of objective. So I think that's the first thing that happened with Thrive Umpqua, is bringing everyone together around a shared table and this shared objective and working toward those things. And in what happened there is that folks that had been working on this kind of thing around the community met each other for the first time, and natural collaborative efforts began to form. And that's just continued over the years. And I think at this point, we are either have achieved or are reaching together this cultural shift where well-being is a focus in our organizations, at the individual level, where people feel invited and supported and welcome and identify with well-being and are making those changes at the personal level. We hear about projects all the time around the community that we're not directly as staff involved with, but seem like kind of ripple effects of this greater cultural shift where, you know, walking groups are starting in organizations, or healthier food is happening over here, or, bike lanes put in over there, or, new recreation centers are being developed. And, this is a community effort. And so, again, I think this focus community-wide on well-being has reached kind of far and wide, and there's much more work to do, and we're excited to continue to be supported to do that work here in the Umpqua Valley.
Any type of change is generally, if it's going to be long-term, is a process that takes a period of time. It has some ups and downs,
yeah.
And sometimes some pushback or some people that aren't so sure it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about generational shifts, or cultural shifts,
mm-hmm.
You think about I don't remember the year, but when smoking was no longer,
right.
Tobacco use was no longer allowed in the park system.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody at the time from ADAPT saying that, hey, that was going to be a cultural or generational
mm-hmm.
shift there,
yeah.
To where you look back and, you know, maybe younger people don't even remember that that used to be...
Yeah, normalized.
Right.
Yeah.
And in fact, my own kids, you know, when you would say, yeah, Oregon used to have smoking sections in restaurants, they just look at you and go, huh?
Well, and doctors used to prescribe their favorite brand of cigarettes, right? Like, we go back even further. There are things that are really bizarre to us now, and that's a really good thing, right? That shows that we're kind of evolving as a society. So yeah, there's some things that might be pushing the envelope and kind of disrupting what we think is the norm. And, you know, we hope that we'll look back on that and really appreciate that. But not only that, see the outcomes in our well-being and our longevity in this community. So like you said about the tobacco and vaping policy, it's like now kids have an opportunity to walk down the street without being exposed to smoke. Now ex-smokers have the opportunity to enjoy events and spaces downtown and not be tempted by smoking happening around them. So these are things that I, as a non-smoker, had not considered, and I'm just so thrilled to be able to support for, yes, the next generation that will now find it normal to breathe clean air.
So let's talk about some of the things you guys have been working on lately.
Yes. So we have, just over the past couple of weeks, there's been a lot going on. Just this past weekend, we were really proud to be a partner for Make a Difference Day, Douglas County, which provided the opportunity to give back and connect around something positive in the community. This is just a really vast volunteer opportunity across the community with multiple sites where volunteers are invited to participate in different projects around Douglas County. So for the second year, Thrive Umpqua provided well-being drop-ins for projects to thank the many wonderful volunteers for contributing their personal time for the well-being of our community, as well as to take a quick movement break and enjoy some healthy plant snacks. Plant slant snacks. We had a volunteer, Reggie, who shared his experience with volunteering and the belief that it is a powerful way to improve your health, life, and happiness. And it was really cool because participants got to practice. We have 6 longevity principles, right? So during that day, we kind of accounted for at least 5 of those longevity principles all happening at the same time. They moved more by helping with these projects. They connected by working together in the community. They practiced a positive outlook and purpose by giving back and experiencing the reward of volunteering, and plant slanted by enjoying some healthy snacks that we were able to deliver and just making that healthy choice the easy choice. So that was a really fun event that we did along with many partners. And again, that's the second year of Make a Difference Day, Douglas County. So folks should look out for that in October of next year.
When you see, you know, projects that you're working on and you got a big group, you work for a few hours and you know what, I don't know if anybody did this, but it'd be cool to see a before and after picture
of all of this project, you know, sites, right? To see what the impact. Yeah.
Because it's much like any other, you know, mass infusion project. You know, if you did it by yourself and decided, I'll go volunteer over there and I'll help them with their landscaping and I'll come over every Saturday, you're going to be doing that for a while on your own. But yet you get 8 or 10 or 15 people and suddenly you transform the place.
Yeah, many hands make light work for sure. And more fun too. And again, those other longevity principles of being able to connect with each other and experience the reward of giving back as a community, right? That's really cool.
You know, some of those projects too are ones that they, unless you're really into them, not everybody's really excited about spreading bark mulch. But when you do it in a group, you get involved socially, and it really is less work because you are doing other things, as opposed to if you were there by yourself, you'd be going, gosh, this is getting old.
Yeah, this is getting a little old. Yeah, exactly. And then after a year of creativity and planning through community partnership with the Umpqua Valley Arts Association and Umpqua Public Transportation District, our much anticipated youth public arts project is now on 4 bus shelter stops along Harvard Avenue, and that was just unveiled on October 13th. So hopefully, folks, as you're driving up and down Harvard, you're seeing this new youth art installation along those bus shelters. So we're really excited about that. That was brought to life by a talented group of local artists, Alex Clark, Esme Maritz, and Greenlee Voorhees, all of whom participated in UVA's first ever digital art artist in residence program during the 2022-2023 academic year. So it's a free program led by the Umpqua Valley Arts Association, artist resident Jaden Dukes, aimed to help middle and high school students across the county strengthen their digital art abilities. So look out. We're just getting started with that project. We have those bus shelters now, those 4 along Harvard, but then there will be more to come.
And one of the things you guys work on is you're focused on Douglas County, but you're working with groups around the state, right?
Well, we often are invited to share about our work at various conferences. Yes, that's something that recently has come up. So our executive director, Jess Hand, was just invited to share at the OHSU Moore Institute Oregon Nutrition Day Conference over in the Bend area about our work as the newest Nutrition Oregon campaign hub community in the state. So it's really, we're doing some innovative work here, and it's something our community can feel really proud of. And we're often invited to share with other communities and organizations and at the state level, even regionally at times. We just got invited to come present up in Washington about some of the work that we're doing. So this is not unusual for us to share about some of the cutting edge and innovative work that's happening here in our community.
Well, and that's got to feel good when people are saying, you know, coming from a bigger area or different state saying, hey, we need to hear from these people.
Little old Roseburg, look at us. So yeah, something for us to be proud of. Lots of other things going on. We just got to present at the Innovations Conference with UHA about some of our projects. We were at Blocktoberfest along with many community partners, which is a really fun event. We had a shopping tour this morning where we bring people around the grocery store to show them how where healthy items live and how to price compare and read those complicated nutrition labels. And then we just did an Umpqua River Trail cleanup. So Umpqua River Trail is that bike multi-use walking path that runs through the park. And we had 50 or more UCC athletes come out and help us clean up that trail. So really proud of that partnership and to be able to engage with our local students that way. We had Walk and Roll to School Day just happen recently. So that's a national event that encourages students to use active transportation to get to school. Schools participate as a whole twice a year, and with the presence of supportive adults making a meaningful impact on their students' experience. So this year we had Yonkala Elementary, Fullerton 4 Elementary, Fir Grove, and Sunny Slope all participating and just making it safe for kids to walk and bike to school. It's really fun because the kids absolutely love this day, just getting out and getting to walk with their friends and have that social experience. And we find that oftentimes there's less behavioral issues that day when kids kind of get outside and move, and they're kind of more satisfied because they get to connect and have that social experience as well.
We're going to talk more about things going on with Thrive Umpqua when we come back. The interview, a podcast at 541radio.com, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1, David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio at 4. We're talking about Thrive Umpqua with Juliet Palenches. 6 years ago, actually in the fall, if I remember right, is when things really rolled out for you guys.
Yeah, 2017, we had our big kickoff out at UCC with 800 community members that came out, and Nick Buettner, who's the works on the Blue Zones National Geographic team and has been to these longevity hotspots around the world where people are living the longest, healthiest lives. And they learned from those places and they found patterns. And what they really contributed was bringing that into a community impact model called Blue Zones Project. And we were one out of probably about 50 communities around the country that were using that model to apply these principles and see comprehensive well-being transformation across our community. And I still think of this as a miracle for our community that we were able to have this opportunity. And, you know, now there's probably over 100 communities across North America that are using this model. So we're actually kind of a legacy community in that way, where we again, as we were saying before the break, we are often invited to share with other communities about the success of our work here. And other communities are learning from that and learning how to kind of replicate the work that's happening there. So it's really fun that we've been doing this work for so long, and that three of our team members are original team members. So we've been around and learned so much and are able to contribute to that our community continuously as Thrive Umpqua.
So talk about some of the other things that have been going on lately.
So AIM Therapies is the newest participating work site. We have over 90 organizations that are either Thrive Umpqua certified or participating. And what that means is that they're interested in becoming a place that makes the health healthy choice, the easy choice. They're contributing to becoming a thriving community right there in their organization for their staff and patrons. So they're making a concerted effort, and they work with us on the details of what that looks like for their organization. So congratulations to AIM Therapies for really being a leader in well-being. And then with schools, lots of work happening in schools. We have school staff from across the county that are invited to participate in beginning yoga through Zoom, thanks to a 4-week trial taught by Awake Yoga's Carla LaFleur and offered by Thrive Umpqua, a new Catch My Breath instructional trainee kind of recruitment that happened at a volunteer fair recently at Douglas Cares. Catch My Breath is our youth vaping program that we provide for schools around the county. So the school sector brought support to family and family wellness around the Catch My Breath e-cigarette prevention program at events in Yonkala and in Glide in August, welcoming new students back to school. And then Thrive Umpqua and Yonkala Elementary invited the school wellness committee to a quarterly breakfast on September 15th with Principal Aaron Helgren. And this was to do a tour of the school and kind of show some of the work that they're doing out there, which is really excellent cutting edge work out there. We have a quarterly school breakfast committee breakfast for folks to join in and kind of share about the work that's happening in the school sector. So that's something we're really excited to be launching here just recently in the past couple of months. So lots of good work happening in the school sector. And then one of our big events recently that we're really proud of was partnering with ADAPT and the Umpqua Valley BIPOC community on our Recovery 5K event. So this is a community event to kind of celebrate and acknowledge the folks in our community that are on their recovery journey from addiction and, you know, just kind of bringing some attention to that work and the success there in partnership with these two organizations. And we had a lot of people come out to run the 5K, but then we also had music performances and we had several folks sharing about their recovery story. We had some folks coming from the Portland area and from the Chiloquin area, and then also some local people sharing. It was extremely powerful to hear these testimonies. So it's just an absolutely beautiful event and good food, good partnerships. And yeah, I think the weather held out for us that day too. I don't even think we got rained on. So we got real lucky on that day.
Well, and is that something you're looking at making into an annual event?
We are. And ADAPT is really the lead on that event. And so we were happy to kind of join in and support. And so if they're down, we're down. So yeah, and then we have, of course, a bunch of stuff coming up. So one big thing that we're excited to be promoting is the Community Well-Being Challenge. This is the first year that we launched the challenge. We started it on April 3rd, and it runs through December 31st of this year. So it's not too late to jump in. And of course, we'll be rolling that into 2024. So the way it works is that we are partnering with dozens of community organizations offering free classes, exciting events, unique exploration and opportunities around those longevity principles. So participants are invited to participate in at least 6 well-being activities throughout the year, just 6, that correspond to the 6 longevity principles. So move more, connect, live on purpose, plant slant, unwind, and positive outlook. And you don't have to track anything. Thrive Umpqua tracks your attendance at each of the events, and activities are prizes are given on a monthly basis, and there's big grand prizes at the end of the challenge. So I want to tell you about some of those, but eligible activities are communicated through monthly emails, periodic texts, and on our webpage. So people can go check that out at thriveumqua.com. Last night we had a blacklight Zumba at the YMC that was part of the well-being challenge. We are at First Thursdays every month with ODHS, and that's part of the well-being challenge. Blocktoberfest was part of that. Make a Difference Day was part of that. Our Walk with the Doc is part of the well-being challenge. We have a new downtown wellness break that I'll tell you about that's part of it. And we had a recent garden workshop on growing your own microgreens. So folks just have to participate in 6 events a year, and they're entered to win these grand prizes. So the first grand prize is our family fun package, which includes wildlife safari tickets, bowling, skating, a family photography sesh. So everything for a family to have just like an amazing experience together. We have the Blue Dream Wildlife River Tour and lunch at Lighthouse. So this is a private river tour where you can check out various wildlife happening out there on the Umpqua Rivers. And then our third grand prize is a pet care package. So a doggy day spa and digital portrait and basket of goodies for your little furry pet. So yeah, lots of fun happening with the Community Well-Being Challenge.
And how many people do you have participating in that?
We've had several hundred. I want to say we got up to over 400, maybe 500 this year. And that was just our first year launch. Again, we're starting strong for 2024. So folks are invited to register for that on our website, thriveumqua.com. The next challenge that's happening, we have a monthly challenge every month for the well-being challenge. So this month we have a 4-week gratitude mini challenge. So that starts tomorrow, November 1st. So gratitude practices, we know, inspire a positive outlook and increase longevity. So we're inviting folks to join in on this 4-week challenge. It's that time of year, right, where people tend to start thinking about this, which is a good thing, where we explore the practice of gratitude with a daily prompt and a weekly participation prize. So again, good time for folks to jump in. And it's various things around well-being, right? It's not just movement or eating healthy. It's all of these other things. It's purpose. It's positive outlook. It's unwind.
So, now, normally you have Thanksgiving Day, and a lot of people have trouble being thankful for one day. I'm not sure how 4 weeks works.
We need to work on this. This is a muscle that we can strengthen. So yeah, this is the invitation to just kind of expand that out beyond one day. And you know, a lot of people are finding great benefit from making it even a daily practice throughout the year to just think a couple of times a day, maybe in the morning or in the evening, about a few things that you're grateful for and how that shifts patterns in your thinking.
And we've got about 30 seconds left to get connected with all of this. How do people do that?
Yeah, so I invite you to get on our email list. You can go to thriveumqua.com always to learn about what's going on. Our Facebook page and our Instagram pages are great ways to find out about things coming up. We have an email newsletter that comes out every month. Also inviting you to watch the Blue Zone series Live to 100 on Netflix. It's a really positive and insightful look at the lives of people around the world that are living the longest with National Geographic fellow Dan Buettner. Come by our office. Thanks, everyone.
All right, Julia Plenches from Thrive Umpqua, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.